Hello, everybody. It's Fred Davis again, aka the Jolly Llama, coming to you from the micro studio in magnificent Columbia, South Carolina. And I want to talk to you a little bit about a tricky subject today. It's something that we don't talk about very much, I don't think, which is accepting enlightenment. And we don't really think that we have to set it accept enlightenment, but we do. And that's the reason we're not awake now, is that we haven't accepted it yet. Just that simple. We're waiting for the guru to come tap us on the shoulder, or you know, or pop us on the head with a magic enlightenment wand. We're looking for some great big spiritual event. We're looking for everything to play out exactly like we think. I've been in Hinduism for 30 years, and this is the way enlightenment looks, and this is the way it's going to land, and this is the way it's going to play out. And that's that. And until it does play out that way, I ain't budging. And let me just tell you something. I don't care what you've been into for 30 years. Enlightenment is never going to play out like you expect, because it's not what you expect. Otherwise, you might have some real clue about enlightenment, and can we tell ourselves the truth and acknowledge that we do not? And that's really the truth. I promise you that we don't know anything about enlightenment until we do. And once we do know something about enlightenment, it's only because we're enlightened. And then we understand, oh, it's like that. I had no idea it was like that. I thought it was going to be like this or this or this or this. Because every time I listen to a teacher, I take what he says and I put it in my box. And I just put everything in my box. I'm getting all this information, and I'm going to wait. And one day I'm going to get enough information that I am going to wake up. And until then, I am holding out. I remember DPS one time where it started, and very, very nice guy. But I noticed that he wasn't looking at me. I mean you pay money to talk to me. It just makes sense that you would look at me when I'm talking to you, so you'd be sure to get it. But I noticed that there was some tensity down here. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm taking notes." And I said, "No, man. Don't take any notes. You're just looking for information so that you can wake up when you're finished talking to Fred." So this is what we do, though. It really is. We just think that this note taking and this thinking and this figuring out, we just know it's going to do it, and all of this stuff. But if you notice that what you're doing does not work, see, this is just so hard to say. It doesn't work. And could almost say it does work, probably. I mean, you probably got something that does work, but one way or the other, you're unwilling to accept enlightenment, because we are until we aren't. I mean, I was unwilling to accept enlightenment for almost 25 years. So, and I only became willing to accept enlightenment when I was in just so much pain that I had no more interest in the Fred story. I wanted to die, but I couldn't even do that. Circumstances beyond my control. I could not die, and I could not take my life. So, and under that kind of pressure, man, you know, a diamond may form out of a bunch of coal. And trust me, I was a bunch of coal. A bunch of very dark coal. So, but nonetheless, a diamond formed. It can happen, and it did for me. But only because I became willing to give up on what enlightenment might be and how it might look and what I might do afterwards and all of that stuff. And that's when awakening can occur, is when we're actually open to awakening, for life to do what life does on life's terms, when it doesn't have to meet our little concepts on this is the way it is. Because I have to tell you that I have had a lot of DPSs, not a lot of DPSs, I've had a few DPSs. It seems like a lot because each one of them is fairly miserable. For them and me, really. Which is, I have people who are clearly awake. I mean, they wake up, they talk to me as the Buddha, and then they go back to sleep because they'll tell, and then they may say later, "Oh, I didn't wake up," or whatever, because they don't want to accept enlightenment the way it is. It's not fitting in their box. Or they don't like the way enlightenment looks at first glance. "Oh, this doesn't look too interesting for Fred." I don't think this is going to hold any real value for Fred. So I'm out of here. You see? Because enlightenment doesn't have any value for Fred, but it doesn't mean it doesn't have value for the unit. Got tremendous value for the unit. The my life has changed so markedly I can't even begin to describe it. But it never has affected Fred that much, except for the fact that he is a lot clearer. I mean, he's a lot more skillful in the way he lives now than he used to be, which, I mean, it was pretty easy to make some progress, but I've made some mighty progress as a result of it. Become actually willing to not know a damn thing. Because the people that come to me and they know this and they know this and they know this and they know this, they start spouting that out as soon as we get started, they're not going to wake up. Unless they can, I can convince them to put it on hold. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. The one when I can, they'll wake up. When I can't, they won't. And make sure that's not you. Thanks a lot. Talk to you a little later. Bye-bye.